So a couple of announcements as we get started. One is, well, first of all, thank you to all of you for being part of our adventure here. And I'm already thinking that unless something goes quite interestingly differently before we're done, that this might be something that we try to do on a regular basis. So.
I'd love it.
Thank you for being part of that. The other thing that I wanted to say is I also want to say thank you to all of our musicians, Bob and Ron and Bill and Jeff for his great help with technology and for putting up with me going, wait, but we should add, yeah, but I need to add a, so I'm grateful to all of those folks for helping with our time of worship this morning. And so a couple of announcements as they scroll by here. Want to remind everybody, we have two more sessions of our Advent study this Tuesday and also on the 29th, we'll do a bonus session. So you're invited to join those. This week will be a Tuesday morning and a Tuesday evening session. Next week we'll just do the Tuesday night session. But you're welcome to join in, and the links are on the church calendar. So would invite you to take a peek at that. Our Christmas Eve schedule, we'll have our Christmas Eve communion service will be up and available for you to participate in that on Christmas Eve. And then we're going to try another event that will be on at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And that will be our family worship. So I hope that you'll plan on that. Those are the things I wanted to highlight most. There are in a number of additional announcements. Please take a look at those and be looking for opportunities to both be blessed and to be a blessing. As we work together.
I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. To see the brightness of God, I want to look at Jesus. Clear sun of righteousness, shine on my path and show me the way to the Father. In him there is no darkness at all. And the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. I'm looking for the coming of Christ. I want to have right.
Are still with us.
They're still here.
Okay, wonderful. We'll invite you to lead us in our call to worship this morning.
Absolutely.
Thank Absolutely. You.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yes.
Awesome. Okay. So here is our call to worship. Let me get my sweet pea up here. Hold on a second. Okay. We look for light, but find darkness, for brightness, but walk in gloom.
Rope like those who have no eyes.
We stumble at noon as in the twilight.
If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night,
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day.
Our darkness is as light with you.
Blessed be your name, O God, forever. You reveal deep and mysterious things.
You are light, and in you is no darkness.
Our darkness is passing away. And already the true light is shining.
Isaiah 9:2.
Yay!
Thank you. together. Creating God in the beginning.
Of light from darkness.
Light
and
from
darkness. And you have light shine
in our hearts.
In the presence of Jesus Christ.
We call him
by many names.
But they all point to your presence, power, and love. May we shine with your light.
Not only at Christmas, but at all times.
In all our words and deeds.
As Jesus took on human flesh so long ago.
We will follow in love for others.
Almighty glory, our Father in heaven.
Amen. This is our Advent wreath reading. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world.
We light the fourth Advent candle as creatures eager to meet their Creator.
The word, the life that was present in the beginning, is coming down to us to make God known.
Jesus, you are the light of the world.
Day spring come and cheer our spirits by thy justice here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Wanted to share a story this morning. I hope that you can see this, but I got out another of my ties. This tie is all about names of Jesus. I'm going to try to hold this up there to where you can maybe read it.
Okay.
And there it is. Okay. So this is the names of Jesus tie. And the name that we're working on today is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. And so as I was getting ready for this, I thought, well, I'll just ask Google what light is. And when I did, I came up with a bunch of pictures. So if you can see these, so there's a picture of a light.
Sure there is.
And that's a different one.
You can do this. Mm-hmm.
And then there's this one, which is probably my favorite of the bunch. Another light. And then, right, so we've got all these different kinds of lights, but then I got thinking about it and realized that there's some other lights. And these are some lights that you might recognize. There's some lights. and there's some more lights. You might be asking, so Pastor Jim, how can those be lights? You know, that's the thing about Jesus being the light of the world, that he comes, and when his light lives in us, then we also become lights to the world. In fact, that was something that Jesus said, that you are the light of the world. It's kind of like this lamp here. When the light of Jesus shines in us, then the light glows through us. That's a really important part of what it means to say that Jesus is the light of the world. So as you go through your day today, and particularly as you're getting ready for Christmas, be thinking about how you can be the light of the world, how Jesus' light can shine through you as we get ready to celebrate that Jesus is the light of the world. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be with us. Thank you that you sent Jesus to be the light of the world. Thank you that you call us to let Jesus' light shine through us so that we might be the light of the world too, as Jesus shines for us and through us. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you, boys and girls.
have our scripture reading for today. It's out of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was light, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's own Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Will you bow with me for a moment, please? Gracious and holy God, once again, we gather together as your people, and we are anxious to hear a word from you. So Holy Spirit, once again, we ask that you would pour yourself out on us, that one more time you would take the words of the scripture which we share, the humble words that I will offer, and the thoughts of all of our hearts, and inspire them, breathe life into them. Make them come alive for us so that in them we might hear the word of God, the word made flesh, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. So as we continue our way through this Advent season here on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we have been working our way through different names that the biblical writers used to talk about Jesus. We talked about Messiah. We talked about how Jesus was the king, the anointed one. We've talked about Jesus being Emmanuel, God with us. This week, we are looking at this title that we find from the first chapter of John's gospel, that Jesus is the light of the world. And as we think about that, there are
a number of things that that says to us, this first chapter of John being such a loaded part of scripture. But as we just focus on that phrase, that Jesus is the light of the world, there's a number of things that it reminds us of and points out to us. So the first thing is that Jesus is the light of the world is an ontological statement. Now, ontological is a technical term. In other words, it's a shorthand for a whole bunch of words. And, you know, most of things that we do as human beings have this same sense. You know, truck drivers talk about how, driver must have thought he couldn't get under the wagon, so he dropped the bags, but then he ended up jumping the pin, which is a way of saying that the driver lowered the suspension on the truck tractor, but then the device, the kingpin on the trailer, which is the part that holds it connected, got into a position where it could not safely connect so that the trailer could both be pulled and turned. Teachers know about IEPs, which are very, very specific documents that have highly regulated sections in them and go to great lengths to talk about how you would make adjustments to the teaching plan based on the abilities and challenges of a particular student. Or in the kitchen, you might talk about how you don't beat that, you fold it. Now, when it comes to the kitchen, I think what that means is, has something to do with how much you mix whatever you're talking about. Folding be on the light end, and then whipping is a whole lot, and mixing is somewhere in the middle. Although I'm not entirely sure, because I'm really only qualified to lick the beaters when it's done. But when you come back to ontological, what that's shorthand for is this is a conversation about the being of, in this case, the being of God, about God's very nature, about who God is, about the essence of God. And this statement says that at the core, that God is light, as revealed to us in Jesus. And so this is not just a description of what God does, but this is a description of who God is in a fundamental sense. Jesus is the light of the world. But as we look at the statement, it's not just an ontological statement. It's also, Jesus is the light of the world. He is also a moral statement. Right, it's a statement about right and wrong. It's a statement about how we choose to live with one another, how we treat one another, how we think about what we should do and shouldn't do. And the scripture talks over and over again about how the light comes into the world. This way of thinking, this way of following God, and that Jesus spotlights that for us. And that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And the other thing that we can say, or another thing that we can say, about the statement that Jesus is the light of the world, is that it's a practical statement. And we can get caught up in the ontological conversation, and it feels like maybe that doesn't make a lot of difference to us, but there's a practical sense about this. Jesus is the light of the world, and it makes a difference in how we live. I mean, you think about the way we use light. Several years ago now, We were visiting Sandra's parents, and a hurricane had gone through and knocked out the power to her parents' house. And her dad had a portable gasoline generator. And so he and Sandra's brother, who's about 20 years younger than us, and were getting ready to set up the generator. And they went into the basement where the power panel was. And I kind of went along, not because I was going to be a lot of help, but just to kind of learn and see what was happening. And as we walked towards the back of the basement where the panel was, David pulled out his cell phone and pressed the button. And suddenly there was an app on his phone that used the flashlight on his phone, or excuse me, that used the flash on the phone as a flashlight. I didn't know you could do that. I just gotten a smartphone. And so after we got home, I searched to download it, because there's so many times when you need a light to see where you're going, to see what you're doing. Here's a little clip that demonstrates that again. This comes from the 1999 version of The Mummy. Hopefully we can play that.
Jonathan, you're meant to catch the sun with that.
So what are these old mirrors for?
Ancient mirrors. It's an ancient Egyptian trick, you'll see. And then there was light.
Hey, that is a neat trick.
Right, it's a very practical thing to say that Jesus is the light of the world. We're not going to sing quite yet. It's a practical thing to recognize that Jesus being in the world shows us the way that we should go, reveals things to us so that we know what we're surrounded by, that we know how we should live. Now, this is where that ontological thing becomes really important, because we really end up doing what is fundamentally a part of our character. Right? Our actions really come out of who we are. In fact, that's what's at the root of folk who are being hypocritical, right? They're pretending to be something other than who they are. And most of the time they're pretending because they want to be seen a certain way, even though they don't really want to commit to actually being the way they want to be seen. So as we think about Jesus being the light of the world, that practical part of it is important, and it comes out of who God really is. But there's another piece of that. As we were talked a little bit this morning about Jesus being the light of the world and that light living in us, we see that this gives us a kind of a clue, a way to think about an image for what a Christian life should be about. That the reason that we worship, the reason that we pray both in private and pray together, the reason that we worship, that we read scripture, that we talk about it in our private devotions, in worship settings like this, the reason that we give our gifts to the church, the reason that we give to support other folks in the area paying ahead or paying it forward, those kinds of things, the reason that we continue to serve one another, that we serve in the church, that we serve our friends or family, and especially we serve the folks that we love, and then we serve the folks that we don't like, that really don't deserve it. because that's how God treats us. Right? God didn't wait till we got our act together, and God didn't wait until we deserved God's love. The scripture tells us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly, right? This is the way God treats us. And so we treat others in that same way. We share our faith in our actions, in the things that we say, in the answers that we give. Right? The reason that we do all those things is because God uses those to take the mirrors of our lives and get them pointed just a little bit more accurately at Jesus, who is the light of the world, that we might reflect that. That we need to wipe off what's there so that the light shines just a little bit more brightly. Now, there's a sense in which this also explains why when we're thinking about Jesus as the light of the world in the moral sense, that there's also that kind of gray area where the light of Jesus isn't quite as clear as we would like it to be. There are some things that we absolutely are sure we know what we need to do. And there are other times when we get in, we're not quite sure what the light of Jesus would have us do. And there's a explanation in scripture for that too. If you think about the end of the chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, as you think about that, it says that now we see in the mirror darkly, says the King James. We see unclear reflection. In other words, our mirrors are all covered with cobwebs and dirt. There will come a time when we see clearly, but that time isn't now. There's a time when we'll know completely, but that time isn't now. But we continue to rub our mirrors. We continue to line them up. And the more that our faith, our disciplines, our life shared together in Christ cleans us up and gets us focused, the more that happens, the more clearly we see even into what now seems to be gray for us. I don't know if you noticed, but when I lit this little lamp, you may have noticed that the globe is a little filthy. And as we think about letting that light shine through us, of course, one of the things that we need to do is clean it up a bit. And that's an ongoing activity, isn't it? If we want that light to shine cleanly through us, we need to keep doing it. I mean, nobody says, I don't need to dust that because I dusted it back in 1981. No, nobody says, well, I don't need to wash my car because I washed it once when it was new back in 1997. All right. We understand that those are things that we need to continue to do. And the same thing is true with our lives, that we need to continue to buff them and buff out the scratches and clean off the dirt so that the light is more clearly reflected. The light of Jesus shines out of us even more clearly. There's more we probably could say. But that's an awful lot.
to be reminded that Jesus is the light of the world. That both tells us who God is. It tells us how we make our choices, how we treat one another, what we decide to do, what we decide not to do, who we decide to hang out with, who we decide to help, and how we go about following Jesus. And that we continue to seek to be more on target, to have less and less between us and the light of Jesus that shines within us, so that we can more clearly reflect that light back into the world. We are the light of the world only because Jesus is the light of the world. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace. Amen.
You are the light of the world, O Lord, and you make your servant shine. So how could there be any darkness in me if you are the light of the world? You are the light of the world. You are the bread of life, O Lord, broken to set us free. So how could there be any hunger in me if you are the bread of life? You are the bread of life. You've overcome the world, O Lord, and given us victory. So why could I fear when trouble is near if you've overcome the world? You've overcome the world. You are the light of the world, O Lord. You make your servant shine. So how could there be any darkness in me if you are the light of the world? You are the light of the world.
I would invite you to join me as we enter into a time of prayer together. And as we've been doing together, we'd invite you to join me as I lead us in prayer. And then there'll be a time where we pause, and I'll invite you to lift your prayers in that moment. And again, if the Spirit puts it on your heart to pray out loud, I would invite you to do that. If the Spirit puts it on your heart to pray silently, I would invite you to do that. If the Spirit puts it in your heart to pray in the chat, would invite you to do that. However the Spirit leads you, let this be a time when we share together in prayer, and that we might, in the words of Hebrews, come together before the throne of grace. Will you join me as we pray? Give peace to our racing hearts, O Lord. Bring your healing into our lives. Help us to be those who will bring justice into all our lives. We have gathered here to sing our praises to you, to celebrate the fast approaching coming of your Son, to learn ways of justice and hope for all your people. It is just barely over a week until our families and friends unite for Christmas worship, and yet during that time, there are people who live in hopelessness, for whom there is no one to speak justice. There are those who do not dare raise concerns for fear of retaliation. There are those who are sick, those who are facing the end of their days. There are those who are grieving. There are those who have chosen not to believe in you, who can only respond to concrete, visible demonstrations of your presence. They dare not think that in everyday living, there are people who truly do care and respond for each other. We lift to you these people and situations that are on our hearts.
Praise God for our church community and for music today.
Kara's broken leg just before Luke's first Christmas.
We thank you that you hear us when we pray. We are surrounded by darkness that is difficult to overcome, but you have called us to this. Empower our hearts and spirits, O Lord, to be strong witnesses of your presence in our lives. Lay your loving hands of healing on all those who struggle with health issues, who grieve over the loss of loved ones. Dance with those people who have found your love and power in their lives and who are involved in ministries that bring hope. Thank you for being the light for us. Thank you for bringing the light to us. Thank you for bringing the light through us. In the name of your Son, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, we offer this prayer. And now we join together in the prayer which our Lord Jesus has taught us to pray, as we pray together, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
against us.
Lead us not into temptation, deliver us
from evil.
We invite you to join me as we prepare to present our tithes and our offerings, our gifts. We do this every week. I say this almost every week, but we do this because it gives us an opportunity to express our love, our joy, our devotion to God. And because we are absolutely sure that God will use us and our gifts to accomplish what God wants to get done in our world, in us and through us. So let's praise God as we present our gifts. Of course, you can do that through the app, through the website. You can do that through the mail, however it is. And for those of you who are guests with us this morning, would always invite you to take opportunity to give. If you're part of another community, would invite you to first give to that community as a way of expressing your love for God. Not that we can't put your money to good use, but we're not about collecting money. We're about giving people opportunities to praise God with their giving. And so in that spirit, let's praise God as we present our gifts today. Will you join me as we pray together? Lord, you have blessed our lives in so many ways. receive these tokens of our blessings and cause them to work in this world, which you have loaned to us, to make light shine in the darkness and peace an attainable goal in all conflicts. We offer these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen. I now invite you to join as we share together in our closing hymn, Joy to the World. God has sent us the light of the world in Jesus so that we can really see. So we go together into our days absolutely fearlessly as we continue together to develop hearts for God in a spirit-filled community and to share God's love and grace throughout the world. And now grace to you and peace from him who is, was, and is to come. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.